Sarah and Barbara come in with their respective young men, Charles Lomax and Adolphus Cousins. Sarah is slender, bored, and mundane. Barbara is robuster, jollier, and much more energetic. Sarah is fashionably dressed. Barbara is in Salvation Army uniform. Lomax, a young man about town, is like many other young men about town. He is affected with a frivolous sense of humor which plunges him, at the most inopportune moments, into paroxysms of imperfectly suppressed laughter. Cousins is a spectacled student, slight, thin-haired, and sweet-voiced, with a more complex bench of Lomax's complaint. His sense of humor is intellectual and subtle, and is complicated by an appalling temper. The lifelong struggle of a benevolent temperament and a high conscience against impulses of inhuman ridicule and fierce impatience has set up a chronic strain which has visibly wrecked his constitution. He is a most implacable, determined, tenacious, intolerant person who, by mere force of character, presents himself as, and indeed actually is, considerate, gentle, explanatory, even mild and apologetic. Capable possibly of murder, but not of cruelty or coarseness. By the operation of some instinct which is not merciful enough to blind him with the illusions of love, he is obstinately bent on marrying Barbara. Lomax likes Sarah and thinks it will be rather a lark to marry her. Consequently, he has not attempted to resist Lady Britomart's arrangements to that end. All four young people look as if they had been having a good deal of fun in the drawing room. The girls enter first, leaving the swains outside. Sarah comes to the settee. Barbara comes in after her and stops at the door.
Are Charlie and Dolly to come in?
Barbara, I will not have Charles called Charlie. The vulgarity of it positively makes me ill.
It's all right, Mother. Charlie is quite correct nowadays. Are they to come in?
Yes, if they will behave themselves.
Come in, Dolly, and behave yourself.
Barbara comes to her mother's writing table. Cousins enters smiling and wanders towards Lady Britomart.
Come in, Charlie.
Lomax enters, controlling his features very imperfectly, and places himself vaguely between Sarah and Barbara.
Sit down, all of you.
They sit. Cousins crosses to the window and seats himself there. Lomax takes a chair. Barbara sits at the writing table and Sarah on the settee.
I don't in the least know what you are laughing at, Adolphus. I am surprised at you. Though I expected nothing better from Charles Lomax.
Barbara has been trying to teach me the West Ham Salvation March.
I see nothing to laugh at in that, nor should you if you are really converted.
You were not present. It was really funny, I believe.
Ripping.
Be quiet, Charles. Now, listen to me, children. Your father is coming here this evening.
General stupefaction.
Oh, I say!
You are not called on to say anything, Charles.
Are you serious, Mother?
Of course I am serious. It is on your account, Sarah, and also on Charles's.
In the silence, Charles looks painfully unworthy.
I hope you are not going to object, Barbara.
I? Why should I? My father has a soul to be saved like anybody else. He's quite welcome as far as I'm concerned.
But really, don't you know, Oh, I say.
What do you wish to convey, Charles?
Well, you must admit this is all a bit thick.
Adolphus, you are a professor of Greek. Can you translate Charles Lomax's remarks into reputable English for us?
If I may say so, Lady Brit, I think Charles has rather happily expressed what we all feel. Homer, speaking of Autolycus, uses the same phrase.
Not that I mind, you know, if Sarah don't.
Thank you. Have I your permission, Adolphus, to invite my own husband to my own house?
You have my unhesitating support in everything you do.
Sarah, have you nothing to say?
Do you mean that he is coming regularly to live here?
Certainly not. The spare room is ready for him if he likes to stay for a day or two and see a little more of you. But there are limits.
Well, he can't eat us, I suppose. I don't mind.
I wonder how the old man will take it.
Much as the old woman will, no doubt, Charles.
I didn't mean, at least...
You didn't think, Charles. You never do. And the result is you never mean anything. And now, please attend to me, children. Your father will be quite a stranger to us.
Suppose he hasn't seen Sarah since she was a little kid.
Not since she was a little kid, Charles, as you express it with that elegance of diction and refinement of thought that seem never to desert you. Accordingly, now I have forgotten what I was going to say. That comes of your provoking me to be sarcastic, Charles. Adolphus, Would you kindly tell me where I was?
Oh, you were saying that as Mr. Undershaft has not seen his children since they were babies, he will bench his opinion of the way you have brought them up from their behavior tonight, and that therefore you wish us all to be particularly careful to conduct ourselves well, especially Charles.
Look here, Lady Britt didn't say that.
I did, Charles. Adolphus's recollection is perfectly correct. It is most important that you should be good. And I do beg you for once not to pair off into opposite corners and giggle and whisper while I am speaking to your father.
All right, Mother. We'll do you credit.
Remember, Charles, that Sarah will want to feel proud of you instead of ashamed of you.
Oh, I say, there's nothing to be exactly proud of, don't you know?
Well, try and look as if there were.